Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina. And Greg, Carolina's sort of gotten through a rough patch in the ACC. Now they have Georgia Tech on Saturday at 2 p.m. in the Smith Center. Your thoughts on how the Heels have fared to this point heading into this Yellow Jacket ballgame?
Well, I don't think North Carolina is playing at the level that Roy Williams would like them to be playing at. Having said that, they're 4-2 in the league. Their two losses were on the road. They had a chance to win at Florida State. Virginia has proven to be the best team in the league at this point of the season. And so I think you have to be happy with the record. And as Roy Williams has said so many times before, there's a lot of teaching opportunities within wins. And he's made that point a lot lately. He's shown a lot of frustration after Wake Forest, after Clemson earlier this week. And so I think this team has a ways to go. But the fact that they have proven that they can be competitive in late game situations and hold off rallies or make rallies and make the plays they have to make to either win games at the buzzer or be right there at it like they were at Florida State. I think that's the key component. Now, looking forward, Georgia Tech comes in, has played really well of late. They're actually 3-1 in the league, and it's a situation where they're kind of leading the league in defensive efficiency, which is impressive, given that Virginia's done when it's done. So it's going to be an important game for North Carolina to hold serve. But you have to really like how the schedule sets up for the Tar Heels. Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, NC State. You do have to go to Clemson, which is tough. And then you got Pitts at home. So you're looking at a good stretch here to kind of work through some of these issues and really feel good about yourself heading into that first Duke game, that first week of February.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.